Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness will soon be broadcasting from some new digs, but for now, we're still comfy and cozy in the old ones. Today, I grabbed a cassette from October 9th, 1994, another version of the Dumb Birthday Game where Norm had to dig into the week to play the game. October 10th, 11th, and 12th. There was the thought one time where we should do a Dumb Birthday Game with only dead people. How old would they have been if they were alive? Brian McKinley is producing. He mentions that it was his niece's third birthday, Kayla Alice McKinley. Big name for a little girl. Brian was a best bud from college. We worked on many projects together and had back-to-back radio shows on the college radio station. We would sit in on each other's shows and had just so darn much fun every week. Somewhere in the vault resides evidence of these shows. Heavy Boston accent and all. What do you say, Brian? Nothing. He's not here. The Dumb Birthday Game players are Richard from Salem, John with some pregame talk about drive-ins, Aaron in Worcester, Rena from Sharon, who was recently returned from another trip to Paris, June in Wellesley, and the aforementioned Brian McKinley. Ken Newman is in traffic. A side note, Brian and Ken sound very much alike. Birthdays? We have Sean Lennon, Jackson Brown. Hardly no one knew who he was. So Ken Newman sings Doctor My Eyes. Ben Vereen, David Lee Roth, Tanya Tucker, Daryl Hall, Dick Gregory, and Luciano Pavarotti. On that one, a caller brings up how he gave a free concert because opera was expensive to attend. Then the conversation moves to theater ticket prices. At the time, $50 was outrageous, but a steal compared to today. Is that a 73-car accident being reported on Ken Newman's scanners? The game is much more important, and thankfully, Ken has his priorities in order. Rena was so honored to play the game, she wants to send Norm a prize, and that starts some silliness that includes some saucy French talk. And Norm makes the lady swoon. And Brian, too. All I can say is, merci beaucoup, mon ami.
He's my kind of man. I listen to Norm Nathan. Every time I can, on WBZ in Boston, the Norm Nathan Show.
Hello, this is the Norm Nathan Show. I'm just so pleased to have a show named in my honor. Anyway, listen, thank you very much, kids. Those are the kids here in the team canteen, and we're so pleased that you could join us. Like there's no L there?
Sounds too good. When you go to the drive-in and they do the advertising, it used to be funny in the past, they always called it Kelmsford.
Oh, yeah, that's... You don't have a drive-in up there anymore, though.
No, they put condos there, and I used to love to go there. They have fabulous coffee.
Yeah, we had a drive-in in Middleton, and it's now a shopping center. Like the world needs more shopping centers.
Oh, I know.
But I used to love that because they would have standard ads.
Yeah.
And they would say, try our milk. Our milk is good. But they never mentioned any of the company because they would set it up for, you know, whatever the milk company was, whatever the theater. And then they would flash on the screen the name of, like, Richards' Dairy, which is our company. only 10 minutes before the next movie starts, last chance to get your hot dogs and refreshments. And that 10 minutes would seem to me stretched out like into hours.
Oh, yeah, they padded that.
Yeah, I kind of miss all that, don't you?
Oh, I love the driving.
I thought they were fun, too.
I loved it.
Hey, is this your first crack at this game?
This is my baptism by fire, Norm.
And I know you'll come through very beautifully, John.
So.
I can just tell by the determination in your voice.
Thanks, pal.
Okay. Here's Aaron, who is out in Worcester. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay now that I'm talking to you, sweetie.
Oh, thanks.
Isn't that outrageous flirting? That's really sickening. You haven't played the game with us before, have you? Is this your first crack?
No, this is the first time. It's the first time I could actually get through to play.
Okay, so you're kind of excited about this. I can tell by the excitement building in your voice.
I am so thrilled.
Okay. We have, of course, our friend Reno, we talked with a little bit earlier, who's down in the town of Sharon, who's with us and just came back from one of her many visits to Paris. I imagine it's probably your second home. Hello, everybody. I'm back in Sharon for the first time. It's my second home, or I don't know what I'm saying. I even know what I've been...
That's all right, Norm.
I even know what I've been saying the entire night.
That's about the way the night is.
You think so?
Yes.
So it isn't just me. You think it's
yeah,
something...
If I didn't know better, I think it was full moon.
I think there's something in the air. It must be the foliage or something.
So.
You know who else is playing the game with us? It's the very lovely June, who's in Wellesley.
Hi, Norm. How are you? I'm enjoying your introduction. They all sound like wonderful people.
They really are. And you are a wonderful person for joining us, too, June.
Well, I think I'm an extra tonight, but I certainly want to thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you. And the man who selected you and selected Rena and Aaron and John and Richard is the very exciting Brian McKinley, who's our producer.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, hello, Brian. Panel. I feel like I'm signing in. Hello to the panel.
Okay, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Okay, and also we have, of course, the very lovely Ken Newman, who is our WBC 24-hour traffic network reporter, who's been reporting some serious situations on the highway through this night. It's been a busier night than usual.
Fairly busy out there, yes.
Yes, and I know that you're keeping a watch on and just to keep us up to date on everything else that's happening.
Sure. Yeah, whatever you say.
Yeah. Is English not your first language? There seems to be a little problem there. Okay, we're going to have to skip around a few dates because not too many people were born over the next few days that are, you know, of general interest and well known.
Can I do something astray?
Yeah?
My niece turns 3 today. Happy birthday.
Oh, October 9th, your niece?
I'm sorry,
but you gave away the age.
Oh, yes, I did.
That.
Oops. Little Kayla Alice McKinley.
Kayla?
3 years old, yes.
Kayla Alice McKinley. That's a big name for a little 3-year-old.
It's a big name for a little girl.
Yeah. Oh, a very happy birthday to her. That's right. And I know she's listening because she follows this program very closely.
Does.
Yeah. Also, we got a lot of 3-year-olds who listen at this time in the morning. Today is the birthday also, in addition to Kayla, it's also the birthday of Sean Ono Lennon.
Uh-oh.
He's the only son of Yoko Ono and John Lennon.
Oh, no.
He was born, actually, this is John Lennon's birthday also. He was born on John Lennon's 35th birthday. See, so if you know how old John Lennon is, that will be easy to work it out. Julian Lennon is, of course, John's son also by his first wife, Cynthia. And I know all that kind of stuff because I'm a social critic or something. Anyway, Sean Ono Lennon.
How do we go on this? Order do we go on?
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll call upon each of you individuals.
Okay.
So I'll make it easy so you won't have to I'm going to start with Richard up in Salem, first of all.
I think he's 19.
19 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And, John, what do you think?
He's exactly 19.
Exactly 19?
Yep.
Oh, must have been in the papers. Okay.
No.
No,
he was born in 1940.
Born
in 40, so it's born in 75.
Oh, so you figured that out from the John. Very good.
Okay.
I guess very good, but I can't say positively until we get all the guesses.
Okay.
Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say 19, too.
I see. You were you?
Yeah.
Okay, Rena?
He is 19.
Oh,
okay.
If you're a Beatles fan, you know.
All right. And June, what do you think?
Well, it all depends if today, we're talking about today.
Well, today, yeah, because today is his birthday, October 9th, and it is... obviously, it is today.
Okay, then he's 19.
Otherwise, we would have been talking about yesterday when he would have been 18.
18, yeah.
I see. Okay.
So he's 19.
19. Okay. Brian?
Oh, geez, what am I going to say?
Oh, the suspense is building right
19.
Here.
19.
5 for 5. Everybody shuts up. You're going to go broke giving the shirts out.
Now, Ken, you can be an individual and say he's 42 if you want to.
I could be, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say 19. Just off the top of his head, 19.
Yes, I might as well go.
That means that we have...
7-19.
We have 7 winners. That's right.
Is that the first time that's happened? I wonder.
Yeah, I think it is. I think this will appear in the Guinness Book of Records. Yeah, he is 19.
Oh, we need something more challenging now.
Okay, here's something a little more challenging. Jackson Brown.
Oh,
who was born in Heidelberg, West Germany.
Oh,
grew up in Los Angeles, California. Member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band while still in high school, Remember that now. Remember while you're still in high school. I don't know if that's much of a clue for you. Where he began writing songs. His biggest hit came in 1972. Do any of you know the name of that big hit from Jackson Browne?
No.
Okay, it's and I wouldn't know it either, except it's written in front of me here. It's called Doctor, comma, My Eyes. Does anybody know? You know that song?
Again?
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
Doctor, My Eyes.
I don't even know what Doctor, My Eyes.
I never heard it. Nobody ever. That was, and if that's his biggest hit.
Norman, well, you're making this up.
No, I actually, I would if I thought it were funny enough to make up, but that's actually true. And I'm wondering if that's his biggest hit, what were some of his minor hits?
He's still quite a following. He does a lot of top 20. I mean, you know, he's always in like the top 20 in the Billboard magazine.
I know, and it seems like most people know of Jackson Browne. Doctor, My Eyes, though. So, how would that go?
Doctor, My Eyes, I've seen the years.
What's that?
It's kind of bluesy.
Yeah, bluesy. I think it was Ken. Was that Ken or was that you?
That was my lovely singing voice.
And you want to sing Doctor, My Eyes to give us an idea what it sounds like?
I don't know if I want to, but I'll give you a couple of words.
Okay.
I don't actually know all the words, but I know it goes, Doctor, my eyes have seen the years. Oh, I don't know it. I actually do know the song. I just can't remember the words.
It sounded good to me, that big guy.
My eyes have seen the years. Brian must know it.
My eyes have seen the glory. Doctor of mine eyes.
No, Ken, you're on your own.
I tell you what, let's start with you then, Ken. How old do you think Jackson Browne is?
46.
46. And Brian?
45.
What do you think, Joan?
I think maybe about 72.
You want that to go into the official record books as your official thing? 72?
Yeah.
Okay. Rena?
46.
46. Okay, and Aaron?
I think he's 47.
47. What do you think, John?
I'll say 46.
46 also, and Richard?
I'm going to say 44.
44 is exactly right.
Oh, good.
You've guessed two right on the button, Richard.
Oh,
yeah, he's good.
Was that a guess? Do you actually know how old he was?
I had no idea.
They all say that, don't they? They all say that.
They're
looking at the book. They're cheating like crazy. They're lying. But they say the same thing. It's really pitiful.
Is there no
honesty left in this world? Okay, Jack. So Richard has two correct answers right on the button each time.
Oh.
Okay.
I want to follow Richard.
Okay. Let's go now to Monday, October 10th. Okay, that seems to be the best known people born on this date. We'll go to Sunday. What am I saying? No, Monday, October 10th. Ben Vereen, Broadway actor in the 1960s and 70s, probably best known for his portrayal of Chicken George in the TV miniseries Roots in 1977. Remember, he was hit by a car June 9th, 1992, and made a comeback from serious injuries in April 1993, appearing with Gregory Hines in Jelly's Last Jam on Broadway. That was the story based on Jelly Roll Morton, the pianist, composer, and also as a character voice in Once Upon a Forest. I'm not even familiar with what that is. Do you know, anybody know what Once Upon a Forest was?
I think that was a child's.
Yeah, it was an animated children's movie. I recall it coming out. I don't know what he actually played in it, but I know it was a animated children's movie.
Okay, that's so Ben Vereen then. Now, you all know who Ben Vereen is anyway, correct? Dancer, singer. Let's start with you, Rena. What do you think? How old do you think Ben Vereen is?
52.
Okay, and Brian?
That's what popped into my little brain. 52.
52 also. And John?
I'd say 54.
John says 54. Richard, what do you think?
I would say 60.
60 for Ben Vereen. And Aaron?
I think 49.
49. Okay. June?
I think he's about 55.
And Ken?
I'll say 55 also.
55 also the same as the lovely June.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was going to follow Richard, but I don't think so.
Okay, see, Richard did say 60. Actually, the answer is 48.
Oh, he's just a youngin'.
Yeah, he's much younger than most of you have guessed. In fact, all of you have guessed, but Erin said 49, so she
was going to say 48, and at the last minute, I changed my mind.
Well, that was okay.
Just like the weather.
You still came out on top. And now we go to October 10th. No, it's still October 10th, Monday. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we're on October 10th, okay?
Yeah, this is Monday. These are birthdays okay. Monday. And the question is, of course, how old will they be on Monday?
Okay.
Rather than how old are they today, which would be, you know. David Lee Roth.
Wow.
Who's from Bloomington, Indiana, although he has relatives here in Massachusetts, I believe. Is he not in Swampscott or something? Didn't he live here for a while?
Yeah.
He's the wild man from the first known as the lead singer of the Van Halen group. And his biggest hit, California Girls, in 1985. Very funny guy.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth. Okay, let's start with John. What do you think? David Lee Roth, how old do you suppose he is?
I'm going to guess and say about 43.
Okay.
Okay.
And June, what do you think?
I think he's about 39.
He's about... 39.
Yeah.
I see. 30. I'll mark, 39.
Yeah, 39.
Okay. And Erin, what do you say?
I say 37.
37. Richard?
Let's see. 40.
40. Okay. And Ken?
I want to say 38.
Well, you just go right ahead.
Okay, 38.
Okay. Rena?
37.
And Brian?
I'm going to say 41.
Okay, actually, a 39 is correct.
Wow, that's surprising.
Oh, so June now is tied with Richard with two apiece. Oh, and also Erin was a couple.
And it's also my daughter's birthday.
Your daughter's birthday is Monday, October 10th?
Yes.
Well, that's really very nice. How old will she be?
30.
Well, that's a lovely age. I once loved that age so much. I remember loving that age so much that I decided I'd hold on to it for a whole year. That is the most stupid thing I've ever said. That is really dumb.
No, it isn't.
No, I've said other things that are even more stupid. Okay, that's right. One day the management here will get note of what it is I'm talking about here, and that'll be the end of my entire career. Oh. Did you really say that? We got a lot of letters from listeners. Do you really talk stupid like that in your program? Do you understand this is a news and information station? We can't afford some kind of an aging clown like you to think stupid comments. If I get thrown out of here, they're going to get thrown out with me. My name ain't... Anyway, Tanya Tucker was also born on October 10th, on Monday. See what I can tell you, but she's from Seminole, Texas. She was in the movie Jeremiah Johnson and had her first hit, Delta Dawn, at age 13. And as you know, she's a country and western singer. But you all knew that. We just call it CMW stuff. And we'll start with Ken. What do you think? Tanya Tucker.
I was afraid you were going to start with me.
That's because you're a psychic.
35.
35. Okay, and Brian?
Tanya Tucker. 37.
37. Okay, June, what do you say?
I think she's a little bit younger than that. I'm going to put her at 34.
34. Okay, what do you think, Rena?
I was going to say 35.
35. Okay. Erin?
I think she's 34.
34. John?
34.
And Richard?
41.
41. Okay, you're very close. She's 36.
Ooh.
36. So I think that's Rena. Rena said 35. And
I said 37.
And Brian said 37. That's right. So we have the two winners there.
Well, I said 35 as well.
Uh-oh. Oh, you did. You did. Oh, Ken, I beg your pardon. You did. You did. So we had three winners that time. And that means that we have ties all over the place. We have Ken, Brian, June, Rena, Aaron, and Richard. Everybody but John all have two wins. And John has one, and so he's very much in this really exciting ball game. Boy, this is starting to build momentum, and you can imagine the people at home in bed just probably sitting up at the edge of their bed now. They're so excited. They want to know how this is coming out for them. What's that?
Can I say hi to my Aunt Vivian today?
No.
Yeah. Your Aunt Vivian, yes, go right ahead. Well, let's,
Hi, Viv.
Let's all.
Hi, Vivian.
We all say, all of us.
Hi, Vivian.
She's sitting up in bed right now.
Okay, this is, we're going now to Tuesday, October 11th. We're just skipping around all over the place. But on Tuesday, October 11th is the birthday of Daryl Hall, the singer from Philadelphia, of Hall and Oates. Their biggest hit was called Man Eater in 1982. And here's an interesting little anecdote about them. It says they met in a freight elevator while fleeing a gang fight at the Adelphi Ballroom in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Isn't that an interesting little story?
Wow.
Anybody want to buy the movie rights to that? Okay. Oh, that's October 11th. We'll start with you, Richard. How old do you think Daryl Hall is?
Daryl Hall?
Or will be on Tuesday.
42.
Why was that? Why that little outburst there?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, my goodness sakes. Is this
who's an amazing coincidence.
Oh, this is Rena. Okay, we'll mark you.
Having your mind read.
Okay, so that will mark you down for 42 then, too, okay? And John, what do you think?
I think about 41.
41. And Aaron?
I'm going to say 43.
Okay. I know that's Ken Newman's radio. It's in contact with police and firemen. And right now they're talking about a 73-car accident. And here you are playing a game. Well, they're talking about a 73-car accident on all the major highways in Massachusetts.
Well, this is a very important game, Norm.
I know it's more important than that kind of stuff.
I mean, so it's just accidents, you know.
You have to know what's most important.
That's right. If they're out having accidents, it's their problem.
They
you know,
keep priority straight.
That's right. It's not our problem.
Still celebrating the Eagles' win.
And traffic has been closed down on the entire length of Route 128. But
Have to drive out there right now.
That's right. Well, it's no important. That's not important to us. You guys stuck in traffic. It's your problem. You know, what are you doing traveling around this time of the day anyway? Why don't you sit up in bed like Aunt Vivian? Hey, June. How old do you think? Getting back
I'm
to
really
the serious business.
I'm torn between 42 and 44.
So that would be 43, or do you want to just make it something else?
No, I think I'll go with 42, but I think it's 44. I'll go with 42.
Why would you do that if you thought it was 44?
I'll go with 44.
Well, I don't want to change your mind because I don't want, you know, I want you to make it an honest guess.
44,
okay. Brian?
I think he's 43.
43, okay. And what do you think, Ken?
I think he's 43, too.
Okay. He's actually 46.
Boom. Oh,
I was going to say that.
Yeah, so that would mean that the June, who said 44, that would see you. She now leads with three. We're almost at the end of this game, if it seems like it's continuing an intolerable amount of time, which sometimes it does seem to do, doesn't it?
No.
This is the highlight of my night, Norm.
That's right, too. Otherwise, you sit there and you have to sit and where are you from? And
Was Ken. I don't know if that was Ken who said that.
Oh, Ken just said that. I'm sorry.
He's looking at me. I'm like, no, my lips aren't moving, Norm. Must be somebody else. <That's
right. laughs>
Ken's pulling the string and my lips are moving.
Is that Brian talking now?
Yes.
Brian, you have such a nice voice.
Well, Ken has a nice voice, too.
Yeah, he does, too.
Sorry, Ken. I didn't want you to be, you know.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Go on.
Why don't we hear from both Ken and Brian, just so we can have a little contest and see.
I'm Ken speaking right now. Traffic on the three is going out to
That's actually Brian. Now, Ken?
Joy, that just confused me even.
He doesn't know who he is now.
Yeah, I think it's a tie. I think they both
have
excellent
both
voices.
Nice voice. Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice.
Let's get a show, Ken.
We should.
Let's get a show.
We could do a morning show. We could be a comedy team.
That's right.
Yeah.
Newman and McKinley. Newman and McKinley. There
you go. If you talk silly enough and stupid enough, you can take over this program.
Don't you retire.
No, don't you retire.
Don't you retire.
I think it's out of my hand. I appreciate your thoughts, but it's out of my hand. Anyway, October, we're going to Wednesday, October 12th. Hold on while I turn the page here. Wednesday, October 12th. We'll get just two more birthdays. One is Dick Gregory, the humorist. Let me see. He was born October 12th. Comedian, author, political activist, always on a diet, very thin. Dick Rigg, funny man. How old do you think he is? Ken Newman. No, I'll tell you what. We started with you before. Let's start with Rena.
Started with me before, too.
Okay, how about Aaron, then?
I'm 68.
Okay, see, Aaron didn't fight me at all on that. No, she's 68. Okay. Now, how about you, Rena?
Schwarzenegger. 69.
Okay, and June?
Let's go for 70.
Okay. And Richard?
Those are pretty old. 56.
70's not old.
They're older than what I guessed.
Oh, all right.
But not old.
Who said 70's not old? Is that you, Joan?
That's right.
It's not.
Okay. I mean, I haven't reached it yet, but when I get there, I don't tend to think it's old.
Well, I hope to make 80 one day, so I don't think that's old now.
That's
yeah,
right.
I don't know what kind of reasoning that is, but what the heck. John, how old do you think Dick Gregory will be on Wednesday?
I'd say around 63.
Yeah. Okay. Ken?
65.
And Brian?
62.
62 is exactly right.
Bingo.
Yeah, exactly right. That means we have a tie now between June... The very lovely June and the very homely and ugly. Brian, both of
you. Oh, Brian. I'm sitting there going, who's he talking about again?
No, both June and Brian both have three wins apiece. So here's the final one. This could be a tiebreaker, or it could make several more ties.
It could.
That's the excitement of this game.
It is.
And one day, you folks at home, by the way, could play the computer version of it.
The birthday game, home game.
The home game, yeah. We have a software where you can play it at home, or you can play the board game.
Oh, boy. Are you kidding, or is this for real? No, you're kidding. You have to be kidding.
Well, after the derision that I'm facing now, I wouldn't dare admit that there is such a thing. Okay, Luciano Pavarotti was also born October 12th. And normally I'd leave that out, but I love to say his name. It's such a pretty name.
Yeah, wonderful boy.
Wonderful boy.
Luciano,
Pavarotti.
Hey, could I throw in a story about Luciano?
Please.
Okay. He was interviewed one time, and he was talking about opera prices are only for the, for the well-to-do. And he sang in Athens, right, where they paid top dollar. And then you know what he did the next night? He went down to a square, and he sang for free.
Really?
Yep.
What a nice man.
He gave a concert for the people who couldn't afford to go in. Now, isn't that great?
I bet the people who paid him in Athens were really upset about that.
Well,
he would have sang for free.
he did say that it's gotten to be a big business, and there are people that can't afford it. I don't go to the theater anymore because I haven't got $50 for a theater ticket. I'm from the days of $1.95 at the Charles White House.
Then you're younger than
I am. Who I saw in her very first plays was Olympia Dukakis in 1957 and 58.
Really? What was the play? Do you recall?
The Crucible, and she was fabulous.
Oh, the Arthur Miller play.
Yeah, and John Heffernan played John Proctor in it, and he was outstanding. $1.95.
Well,
Did you say the Brattle Theater?
No, the Charles Playhouse.
Oh, Charles Playhouse.
On Warrington Street.
Okay, because there was the Brattle Theater also, which was in Cambridge.
Oh,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
They had some great things going,
theater,
too. They used to do a lot of George Bernard Shaw and all that kind of stuff.
Paul Robeson, I think, was there for a season. That was fabulous, too. Yeah.
You go to the theater at all now?
Not now, not at these prices, no. I just have to rely on videos. I'm not making the right money these days, so, I mean, $50 would be about 25% of what I net a week. So, I mean, that gives you an idea of how lean these days are.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. That's
no,
all right.
I know it's not all right. I'm sorry, and I'm going to do something about it.
I do love theater. And
I do, too, but it is. But you're right. You're right.
It's terrible.
I can't give a quarter of my pay to go to see a show.
No. $50 is actually it's about $50 or $60 for most musicals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is not the greatest. Yeah, it is.
So, I take my hat off to Luciano.
Mm-hmm. So from now on, every weekend, Norm will do a 10-minute play.
Good idea.
Save you money. Excerpt from
I will do it for free.
A playlist.
Yeah, right.
That's
a good idea.
Arthur of the panel to be different characters.
That's right.
Yeah. Arthur Godfrey starring.
He's really onto some Tommy.
Really good.
Yeah.
So I'll provide the tea bag.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. But don't forget we have to have Louis Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
Louis Armstrong would be good, too,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I should be Louis Armstrong. Yeah. Oh, that hurt my throat. Okay, Luciano Pavarotti. I kind of lost place here, but... let's see. Who do we start with that? Why don't we start with you, Richard? What the heck?
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah?
How about 62?
62? Yep. Okay. We would say... I was trying to think of how you say 62 in Italian. Settantadue.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's 72.
62. 62.
So you say that's right. Holding, waving your finger. 62 there.
You make a mistake on my age, I'll break your face.
Okay, John, how old do you think he will be? That's Wednesday the 12th.
Okay, I'm going to say 57.
I'm sorry, which? 57?
57.
57.
57.
Okay.
57. Yeah.
57, okay. And Aaron?
I think
it's 58. 58. Okay,
Rena? 55.
55. How would you say that in French?
I don't know. Right now I'm doing crossword puzzle.
You're doing a crossword puzzle at the same time you're taking part in this game?
Yeah,
what a wonderful...
What a tribute to the game.
That's a great tribute to the game.
I'm a Gemini. I can do more than one thing at once.
We're not keeping you up, are we?
I can't even walk and chew gum at the same time.
Very delightful. I can listen to you.
I'm sorry. I was marking something down, and I couldn't concentrate on what you were saying.
Oh, look at who's talking, right. Yeah.
June, what do you think?
I think he's 58.
No, that isn't the question. The question was, what do you think of Rena doing crossword puzzles?
Oh, I think that she's very gifted.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it as a boy now. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Winged is A-L-A-E, by the way, if you come across a four-letter word meaning winged. So that's what it is. Because I'm a crossword puzzle freak myself.
I just need to know what Marlon Brando's birthplace is.
Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm sorry, what was the question? His first what?
Brando was born, I think, in Omaha, wasn't he?
Oh, where he was from.
I think.
Oh, I can tell you that. I can look that up here.
And Hank Fonder, I think, is from there, too.
He's from Nebraska, also.
And Dick Cavett is, too.
Dick Cavett is.
Yeah.
And Johnny Carson was born
in Nebraska.
Johnny Carson
from Nebraska, too, right. Yeah.
Okay, Brando. You want to know the birthplace of Marlon Brando? Is that the question?
Is it Omaha?
Well, I'm
somewhere in Nebraska.
I'm going to...
It's perfectly, she said.
Okay. So this show could be like... Like not only the dumb birthday game, but also a crossword assistance program.
Yeah, that's right. That he was he was he is Omaha, Nebraska.
It's Omniacs Anonymous.
This show can actually be informational.
This can be a valuable tool for living.
Start a new trend.
But he was born. He was.
I don't call you up every time I'm doing a crossword puzzle.
Okay, Omaha is correct. And Brian, how old do you think Luciano Pavarotti is?
Who are we talking about? Oh, Luciano Pavarotti. He's 59.
And Ken Newman?
58.
58. Actually, he is 59.
Woo!
There you go.
And I'm sitting right opposite Brian McKinley, and he hasn't looked up any of these things in any book unless he just happens to know.
No, I'm busy knitting a sweater for myself.
I was laying out a map for the big dig, rerouting the overpass artery traffic. Okay. Well, I'm so glad I said that. That you said something funny, and I'm trying to top you.
I failed
terribly. Okay, so here's the way the final thing goes. The winner actually is Brian.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right. He got 4 correct answers, but the rest of you did very, very well. June got 3 correct answers, and Ken Newman, Aaron, and Richard got 2 apiece, and one by John, and one by Reen. Oh, no, wait a minute. You have 2. That's right. Reen has 2. That's correct. You all did so well that I hope you'll march up to here, up to the stage, and well, you can have some kind of a token or some gift, a WBZ pin. It's actually marked WHDH, but since they went out of business, we got them so cheap.
Oh,
yeah, we figured they had no use for them anymore, so we got them cheap. And if people wouldn't mind as they looked in them, pretending they said BZ. Oh, God.
You could scratch it out.
That's right.
Well, actually, it's been an honor to play. I'd like to send you a gift, Norm.
Well, yeah. You can. You've got to bribe me so you can be on again soon, huh?
What do you know? Who is this, Renee?
Rena.
What are you going to send them?
I don't know. When I go back to France, I'll send them a bottle of wine. Bring them back a bottle of wine.
Oh, that would be so nice. The last time you sent me some perfume, and I really had no use for that at all.
I know. It really did. It was a little heavy, huh?
I thought the perfumed laden soap also was very nice. What's that?
That was cheese. It melted.
Oh, was that what it was? It had such a nice fragrance. I didn't even know that. I didn't realize I could have eaten the perfume.
Little green spots in it. Oh, my gosh.
You know what I would like? I would like next time if you'd send me some. I don't know if they still have French postcards or not, but I was looking for
pretty girls. I don't even know where to buy them.
Well, because I had my eyes set on some naked shots of Maurice Chevalier.
Can I just share one funny story?
Please do. Yes.
Okay, this is very funny. The first time I went over there, I sent how they have all these topless postcards of women.
That's what Norman's talking about.
Yes, that's right.
No, you can send them right through the mail. And all my female friends said to me, that's not fair. So I thought, well, I'm in France. I'll find a picture postcard to send through the mail of a man. And there were none.
Yeah,
so I said, well, I'll go buy a calendar or a magazine and just bring it home with me. So in my best French, I asked for this picture of, naked men. Just like a long story short, it was all sealed. And guess what it was? It was a gay magazine.
I thought maybe you had a full-size portrait of Charles de Gaulle in the nude.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that have been awful?
Wearing only his military cap. He's wearing his big nose and a cap. He's wearing his cap.
Oh,
and smiling.
Can you picture that?
And smiling with that roguish smile of his.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have a caricature of him somewhere.
Yeah, well, you have to remember that now to get a postcard for Norm on your next trip over there.
Yeah. I'd like something maybe, I'd like something rather than that, even though I'm certainly as sexually as active as any 90-year-old man can be. But I was kind of hoping maybe a waffle iron or something of that.
So you can make French toast.
I'm at the age now where I need more practical stuff, The heck with that frivolous stuff,
How about a book on Monet?
a book on Monet would be... Did you say Monet?
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Yes.
You know something?
And then he'll say merci beaucoup.
No, I was gonna suggest that whatever you say in French, it always sounds so romantic. And I had mentioned phrases like, oh, ma chérie, vous avez un visage comme un grand pièce de fromage. Vous avez une grande vache.
Oh, yeah, that's that heavy cream.
No, I said you have a face like a big
cheese.
piece of cheese
of
or, a big, or a big cow, was what the other one was.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But if you whisper it softly, it sounds terribly nice.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very romantic.
And besides Rena, in all honesty, vous êtes très belle.
And Monsieur,
is your husband still in Paris? Can we fool around while he's gone?
I don't want to fool around. I want to get down and
get down to really serious business. I don't think I'm capable anymore. I tell you, so I'm not really sure.
I'm a nurse. You're capable.
Okay, and I happen to be a doctor. So don't be embarrassed by anything.
I'm not a doctor, but I do play one.
I play one in traffic.
Play with one?
Hey, listen, I think we can wind this thing up.
Getting a little risque.
Yeah, we're getting a little wild now. Which, you know, and we're very close to the Protestant hour, so let's not do that.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yes, that's right.
We'll be saying 1,000 Hail Marys. And
yeah. Hey, Richard, thank you very much for playing the game. It's been fun having you.
Thank you, Norm. I had a good time.
Thanks a lot. We did too. Thank you. And John, you're stalwart and a good person. I thank you very much for being with us.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
C'est rien, monsieur.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Okay. And Aaron, quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parlait tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose.
Oh, Norman, that was beautiful.
I wish I knew what you said, honey.
That sounded sexy even to me, and I'm sitting in the room with her.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's the opening line to La Vie en Rose, the song. I don't know what it means.
Edith Piaf. How old is she?
Edith Piaf, of course, died a few years ago. But she was one of my favorite singers. You really want to know when she was born?
Yeah, she was like in her 60s.
Hold on one moment. And I will tell you exactly. I know all that stuff. Edith, we call her Edith Piaf, because that's about as pompous as I can make it. I don't believe she's in this book. No, I don't have that.
That you can use it for your next game.
Yeah. No. We don't. Besides, we only give guest ages of live people. Somebody had suggested though that we ought to do a thing on dead people too. That they thought the dead people ought to have equal.
Would have been.
How old would they have been if they had lived? Isn't that grim? Anyway, Aaron, was that you, Aaron, who suggested that? No, that's probably Rena, because she's kind of kooky too.
No,
it was June.
Oh, it was June. Okay. Hey, June.
What?
Thanks for what? Would you clean up your room? I tripped over all your stuff. And just anyway, June, thank you very much for being part of this. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Want to do it again one day soon, right after the war, okay?
Right. Thank you, Norm.
Okay. Bye-bye, June. And Rena, you're okay, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. June has a lovely voice, doesn't she?
She has. You all have lovely voices. I'm just falling in love with every one of you, except maybe...
Brian, watch out.
Okay. Take care, Rena.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll get some nasty cards on this. I always get nasty cards. Aaron?
Thanks for letting me play. You know, I've listened to you so much, and every time I listen to this one, the game, the birthday game, I always get them right. Except this time I play it on the radio, and I think I've done terrible.
No, you didn't do badly at all. No, you didn't. You did, you did quite
fun.
Well. We'll do it again one day soon.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. And good night, Vivian.
She's sitting
good night,
back
young
down.
Boy.
Yeah, good night.
Mary Ellen, good night.
And thank you very much. Ken, we'll be looking for your traffic reports one day.
We expect to find them.
Yeah, okay. Take care.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. And of course, for you, Brian, thank you. You won. That means
yes,
that,
I did.
That means you're, since you're an employee of this big time organization, I don't have to give you a gift because that's a rule I made up. Anybody who works here doesn't, if they win, they don't get anything.
Put the extra couple of cents in my check, you know, like they usually do.
Well, you won't even be there.
No,
it won't be nothing. It'll be nothing. You saved me from sending a worthless, tactless, tacky, kind of nothing, tasteless gift, useless to somebody.
I've seen some of the tasteless, useless, worthless gifts that you have.
And it's amazing.
So I did save somebody.
Yeah, a lot of them, the post office refuses to deliver. So that gets me off the hook there, too.
I don't know about you, but I'm still waiting for the computer and board game versions of the Dumb Birthday Game. May I have your attention, please? Now added to the listener list, the Philippines. Until next week, closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Aunt Vivian, Ken Newman, my good buddy Brian McKinley, and the world's foremost social critic, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.